I could call it a break, will you?
All right, that's
with the
good.
Cayenne, that's right.
Any other name?
No one stole, but that's not covered.
All right. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
I call it a cement wall. All
right. You ever call it a stone fence or a rock wall or anything like that?
Well, hardly ever.
What are the various kinds of wood fences that you can think of?
The fences wood?
Just fences made out of wood. What kind can
you
think
of? Fences made out of wood. That's mostly, they used to make a rear fences out of logs. Good logs to make a rear fence out of.
All right.
That's a straight fence out of wood. Nothing but to cross this way and cross that way. That's a regular rail fence. That's what we call it.
All right.
That's right.
Any other kind of rail fence that's different that you can think of? What are some more fences made out of wood?
The more fences made out of wood. I don't know. Just straight bit out of wood. Straight out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now here's a board fence. We got a board, see.
Any others? What about a small fence that you put around a yard that's made out of
paving? Paving fence?
Alright, yeah. That's good.
That's right.
You're doing well. And you mentioned rail fences. Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences?
No, that's a regular rail fence. You split the rails out of timber.
Okay.
That was long. That was way back in the olden days. Mr. Lawson, they got one of the fences. Back of his house there, to make it out of real.
What do you call a large vessel made out of wood and open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, I'd call that a wooden bucket. Wouldn't exactly call it a tub, because you hold it in your hand. I'd call that a wooden bucket.
Okay. What do you call the same kind of thing made out of metal instead of wood?
I'd call that a tin tub, a tin bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
I call that a... Oh, shit. Frying pan.
Good. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You know, you turn it on and off?
That's a faucet.
Okay. What do you call this same thing that you turn on a barrel?
That's another faucet on a barrel. Right. That's right.
And what about out in the yard that the water comes?
That's faucet on the yard.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, a paper bag.
Okay. Any other?
A box sometimes.
Okay. What do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? Very loosely coarse cloth. Remember, you used to get 100 pounds of potatoes and 100 pounds of chicken feed in them.
That's right, too. Well, made out of cloth.
Right. It's a very coarse cloth. I don't guess some people would even call it cloth. It's usually brown.
Oh, now we call that a croaker bag. Oh. We call it down here. Out west in New York, they call it a burlock bag up there. That's right, because we call it a croaker bag down here. Okay. Don't hardly use that name down here.
Right. What do you call a small musical instrument about this long that's flat? And hold up to your mouth and blow it.
We call that a harp. Someone says a harmonica, but we call them a harp.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick it?
We call that a deuce harp.
Okay. What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? It has two A's down here and a board connecting those, and uses two of these contraptions and he stretches a board across it and saws it.
Let's see. What'd you say news? That kind of got me a little.
For sawing?
Yeah.